So we're going to talk about ramen noodles and how the first batch completely failed. I didn't record that part. We had to restart the video last week. Also, we're going to talk about banana and the collaboration we have coming up in less than 2 weeks with Jim Kitch's Kitchen. That's going to be great. And we're going to talk a little bit about AI and how it can help you cook and how I've actually used it on this channel. So stick around for episode number 11.
Time to fire up that grill. From smoked pork to smash burgers, outdoor cooking just tastes better. This is the Okie Smokin' Podcast. And here's your host, John Berry.
Yes, welcome in, everybody. I got my co-host, my lovely wife, my beautiful wife, Delores Side, with me here. She's going to join us in today. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right on. It's been a great day right here in Headquarters Studios, Oklahoma. Got this podcast going right now. Got a little bit of talk about ramen noodles. And April the 4th was Ramen Noodle National Ramen Day. So I did do a ramen noodle video, and that didn't go quite well. As a matter of fact, it's the first time I had done that. And, well, there was some problems going on with that. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. We're also going to talk a little bit about that banana collaboration coming up, as well as some AI cooking. So I just want to welcome everybody back into the podcast. If you get a chance, you might also check out the YouTube channel. We try to put out a video once a week. And you didn't try the ramen noodles because you're on your keto, did you?
Yeah. I'm going to try to stick to it till July.
She's
but
on.
Uh-huh. I'm going to cheat on our anniversary. That's about it after that.
May 28th. Mm-hmm. Going to go out. We usually go. We're going to the Texas Roadhouse.
Yep.
Have you a steak? You can have a baked potato.
Yeah, I can eat green beans, lot of stuff.
All everything they can give you. Yeah, you're just going to say you're not on no limit. You're going to use a carb blocker. You got them carb blockers, or are you just going to go all in?
I'm not really sure. I might use it. Why okay. not? But till July, people.
Yeah, so
July, I'm trying to stick to it. I gotta lose some weight.
You see a video come out between now and May the 28th, and you see her try anything that's not keto, go ahead and let us know, because we need to keep her accountable, make sure she don't mess up.
I'm not going to try it. I promised myself.
We're also going to be talking a little bit, just a smidgen about keto when we get to our AI segment. Just a little bit later in this episode. But first, welcome in one more time, and let's just talk about a ramen noodle video. Now, I did this last Thursday, and April the 4th, that is right, April the 4th, mm-hmm. Was National Ramen Day. And it was just made me think, I like ramen noodles. I don't eat them a whole lot. They're pretty easy. They're inexpensive. They're great when you're on a budget. I mean, I've survived on them in the past pretty handedly. You know, we have, and there's something you can boil in water. You can just add some seasoning to it, and you can have you a nice little meal. But it goes a lot deeper than that. You can actually elevate ramen noodles. Mm-hmm. You can not just use the flavor, the seasoning packet that you get at your local grocery store. And you can actually create your own sauce with soy sauce and some rice vinegar. And you can add your own seasonings. You could add barbecue sauce, whatever you want. You can add your own mushrooms. You could add steak, pork, whatever it is. So you could elevate it. And that's what I tried to do, or actually what I did do. And it actually turned out really well. Now, I liked it, and it was spicy. My son tried it, and he liked it.
It smelled good.
So she got to smell it.
I couldn't eat it though. But yeah, it smelled good.
And she said it. She wanted to. It was a struggle because it did taste quite well. Mm-hmm. It was really fantastic. I added some mushrooms to it. I didn't add onions, but had garlic. But I think some onions would have went well. It was a vegetarian version, but it came out quite well. But the first time I tried to do it, when I had started the video, I completely burn it. So if you've seen it, or not, but I put it all in a skillet and I went ahead and I was boiling the noodles on one burner and I had a cast iron skillet on the other burner. The sauce that I made, I put in the cast iron skillet, and as soon as it hit the skillet, it just burned. My onions, I sauteed them. It burned. My garlic burned. Everything was caked to that thing. It was not liquid.
You had it too hot.
Yeah, way too hot. And I don't think I should have been using a cast iron skillet for this particular cook. I don't know what I was thinking. You know, always have a couple of beers before I start cooking, so sometimes I just goof. But so I went ahead and took the cast iron skillet back in the house, regrouped, restarted, started the video over, and did it all in the same pan. So the pan, the little saucepan that I boiled the noodles in, once those were done, I just took the noodles out. I cooked them about halfway because I didn't want to cook them all the way because I wanted to cook
the
them again. Well, yeah, I wanted the flavors to moisturize with the noodles once I added the sauce to them. And then they're going to continue to cook. And I didn't want them overcooking.
Yeah.
Because if I would have cooked them the full distance and then added them to the sauce, then I think they could have potentially been overcooked. Oh, so
I remember it smelled so good, though. I had a steak, you guys, though.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the steak, though. I mean, heck, I was vegetarian night, you know, ramen noodle with mushrooms and garlic. So, yeah. Some of that steak would have went well with that. If you cut that up in there. Sauteed that in that saucepan and then threw that in there. You had your little steak ramen.
You didn't have the steak though.
No.
There was plenty.
Yeah, I could have had some, but I didn't that night. Just went that way with it. And those ramens came out really good. I added some sriracha sauce to it, and that was spicy. Can you have sriracha on keto? I think
so.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Oh, yeah, you got,
no,
we actually, what is that?
That's not it, but.
What do we got there? I think we need to try this.
Zero carbs.
Zero carbs. Well, let's give it a try. How about that? This is some, I'm looking here and we got some hot sauce here. Fire roasted garlic and habanero. Let me go ahead.
That's zero carbs.
So this is some fire roasted garlic and habanero Melinda's. Now this was $1. I also have some here, habanero, sriracha honey.
Oh, that sounds good. But can I have that?
This one is, see how many carbs is in that one. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and do a little test of this fire roasted garlic. Let's just put a couple drops on our spoon here. Just like this.
Oh, no. This one's total 16 grams. Oh,
Hold on. I got to take this lid off.
That one sounds good, too.
Yeah. I'm going to take this opening off. Got to get it open here. And we're going
to
see how this.
Do you have to refrigerate that one after you
eat? Nah, I don't believe so.
Are you sure?
Most of these hot sauces you can leave out. I'm going to put me a couple of drops here. Okay, there you go. See that? You see? Okay, I got, what would you say? Oh, I got about a dime size.
Well,
okay, there you go. Put some on your spoon.
Yeah. Smells
and let's good. Let's see how this tastes. We're just going to do
Let me have the lid.
Let me do a taste test here. There you
Thank
go.
You.
Put the lid on. Right on. All right.
Chink.
All right. Chink. Clink. Cheers. Okay. What do you think?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to be heard on this podcast? Be sure and visit my fan page at okiesmokin.com/fanpage. You can create a voice message that could be played on a future episode and we'll discuss it. Check it out, okiesmokin.com/fanpage.
That is spicy.
That's got some kick to it.
A kick?
That's like really good. Yeah.
That's not a kick. That's a boot, you guys.
Mm. Fire roasted garlic and habanero of Melinda's.
That would be good on some chicken.
That'd be good on some eggs. I just like it.
I don't know about
that's
eggs.
Not over the top hot. You think it is?
Yeah, that's pretty spicy.
Okay, there you go. Live test. We need to do that. in some future episodes with some seasoning. We can do some live seasoning tests, but and maybe even get some hotter hot sauce.
I'd rather have a piece of meat with
some different hot sauce. Yeah. Well, let's get back to our
instead of tasting it by itself and eat some meat with it.
Ugh. Yeah, well, I don't know. I can eat it. It's right in the spoon, just sitting there. And
I know you can, but yeah. I'm not that type of person.
But the ramen noodles, we added some sriracha.
That would have been good
into ramen noodles right there.
I can't eat ramen noodles anyways.
You know, and you kind of get that in that liquid, and that just and everything marinades that heat up in there.
I like ramen noodles, but I can't eat it because it affects my stomach for some reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty good, but. Yeah, so the first batch, like I said, I just completely butchered, redid it, and made
still
that
rubber.
Man,
my tongue's busted.
Yeah, you want to try this other one real quick?
No,
this
I can't have that.
Oh, you can't have that.
That one's 16 carbs. You can try it.
I think I will. Let me see. This
I
is
I can't try the ketchup.
Tabanero sriracha honey sauce. I don't. This is some. Let me put this on my spoon here and see how this tastes.
Is it tabanero? Or
this was also $1 at Walmart. It's just a little. Small.
Well, that one doesn't have a little fleece thing.
I don't know how many ounces this is. It's not very big. It's just a. What's that say?
They are tiny. Like they have a little.
I can't read it. I didn't get my glasses.
So. I think they're cute. They're little tiny things.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. No, that tastes good. That honey. Sriracha honey.
We also bought some ketchup. This one's Melinda's habanero ketchup. Yeah. And that one's Melinda's.
I also got some ghost pepper ketchup here. Habanero ketchup.
I can't have those. The
that's
ketchup
be good
has
with,
sugar
good with
in
some
it.
Fries. I don't want to taste test that, but that'll be good on some fries.
This one doesn't give the carb intake, but I know that you can't. I can't have that. If it was sugar-free, I would be able to.
That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. A little hot sauce test right there.
This right here contains traces of tree nuts.
Oh,
so Jacob won't be able to have this. This one, too. And it has coconut in it also.
Okay.
It's interesting. So make sure he don't
eat those. He has tree nut allergies, so he wouldn't be able to eat that. He'd break out. But, yeah, if you want to go ahead and check out that video, those ramen noodles, it turned out quite well. And we're going to be making it again, and I think a meat version. So, anyway, in celebration of National Ramen Day, April the 4th, that's what I had for dinner and did a little video. So that was pretty cool, I think. But moving forward, I also want to talk about in our next segment, I'm going to be doing a banana dish. It's less than 2 weeks away. I've talked about this now for quite some time with Jim Kitch's Kitchen. Now, he has asked many other creators out there to join him in creating a banana dish. And have we decided yet what we want to do? Seems like we were talking about, a banana drink.
Yeah. And then we're going to do the French toast banana thing.
French toast banana.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, and then we'll drizzle some syrup on it. Now, will the bananas, are they just going to be toppings on it? Are we going to cook them with the French toast?
No, we're going to cook it with the French toast.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to use AI and help us with that just a little bit. And we'll talk more about that later on in the podcast and have it kind of guide us a little bit.
Cheater.
Well, you know, hey, artificial intelligence, that does help. We got that coming up a little later in the segment as well. But this is going to be really, really good, I think. In creating this banana dish. And we can't spill all the beans, so we can't tell everything that's going to be in this video. So you're just going to have to go ahead and watch it. It'll come out on April the 17th. We're going to be doing that dish this coming week. And at 2 p.m., is it Pacific time? I can't remember. I have to look. But it'll be out on April the 17th, and you're going to be able to see that great banana a dish and banana drink.
Yeah, we're doing two this time.
Yep, right? We're going to do a banana a cocktail and a banana dessert, but that's before May, so you won't be able to.
No, I won't be able to try it.
You won't be able to try it. Can we do a third one? Is banana? Banana isn't keto, is it?
No.
There's not any way we could do a keto version of a banana dish?
Not that I know of. I could look things up to see if I can.
Yeah, and we may not be able to. Yeah.
Because I know banana is really high in carbs, and it's sugary.
It is. It is a bit high in carbs. Yeah. So going into segment number three today, and this is something interesting that I wanted to talk about, and it's a little bit off the lines of cooking a little bit, but it is the world of AI and artificial intelligence. And if you haven't noticed, AI is taking over a lot of things, from whether you go to the grocery store or whether you are driving your car, AI can be involved. You've got your phone and everything else. But there is a couple of websites out there that can actually help you in cooking. You mentioned it a minute ago, and you say it's cheating. You think it's cheating if you use AI?
Well, if you're trying to come up with a recipe, yes.
Well, I want to tell you, first
especially
of all,
a collaboration.
If you look here at our notes, and one of them is a video I did in the past, and I didn't mention this, and I don't do this a whole lot, but I've done it a couple of times. We did, or I made some alligator chili, uh-huh. I don't know, what, a month ago or so. You can check that video out on my YouTube channel. And I didn't want it to be overly complicated, and I was trying to Google recipes, and whenever you're making recipes, all you're doing is you're usually Googling trying to get ideals anyway. So you can use AI. And so I went to ChatGPT and basically asked it a simple question: how to make a good pot of alligator chili that is spicy and with only 10 ingredients. Now that's the power of AI. Now, it's going to give you a recipe, and you don't have to do it exactly, but it gave me 10 ingredients because I didn't want it to be a bunch. I didn't want, everything I was looking at was 15 ingredients, and I said, I want this narrowed down, and it gave me 10 ingredients: alligator meat, kidney beans, diced tomatoes, onion, garlic, bell pepper, chili powder, cayenne pepper, salt and pepper, and 2 cups of beef or chicken broth. And I did say about 10 ingredients. I give the AI leeway. It could have did 9 or 11. And that's what it gave me, and it gave me the instructions to make it. And that's pretty much how I made the alligator chili, was using that. Because when I was looking up recipes just in Google, I was finding a bunch of other things. Now, they say that AI is also a Google killer, and I don't really think it is. People still want to see the perspective of recipes.
I don't know, but I found these results on search.
And I got... I'm sorry, I've got my Google Home. I don't know if y'all heard that going off over there, because I guess it thought I was asking it a question. I got AI in this house, folks, so they're all over. They're listening. They're always listening to me. But I was also going to say, so I also, if you see this other notes here, we got making keto chili. So I asked it, how do you make keto chili? Now, you can see here, it gave all the ingredients. And you can use Bard, which is Gemini as well. I use it sometimes, and ChatGPT, but they're both really good to use to just get ideals. You don't want to create it and have it. You definitely don't want to use AI to create a blog post. Google will know. They'll penalize you. It's not for that. It's not to have it create your full video, or it's not to have it do your work for you, essentially. It's to give you the ideals. It's to give you the foundation. And
the only thing that I don't like about the AI and you guys doing, like you're doing that, is like the keto carb content. Like you do it, but you don't know.
I'm glad you asked, because if you open this page up and go to, if you turn this over, after I did the recipe, I said, how many carbs are in that recipe you gave me? And right here, it gave it to you. So this may be a little high for you. It'd be on the back of the page there.
Which one?
The keto recipe. Just turn it over toward the bottom. Now, I said,
holy cow, yeah. 24 net carbs.
Well, that's actually keto.
Yeah, but that's high.
Right. So you may not want this version.
I would not be able to do that because...
Right. So you can actually ask it how many carbs are in the recipe. And it said there's 0 grams in the ground beef, 6 grams of net carbs in the onion for a medium size, 1 gram net carb for the 2 cloves of garlic. So you could omit something here if you wanted to. Omit the onions, and that would take away 6. So you'd be down to 18.
Diced tomatoes is 8 net carbs.
Yeah. And then your diced tomatoes is 8 net carbs. So maybe you could split that in half. You know, you could... your tomato paste you could keep out.
You guys, my husband always does this where when he does the keto stuff, he always makes it like so high in carb. And I'm like, babe, I can't eat that. I've had this many carbs already.
But it says right here, total estimated net carbs per serving is approximately 9 grams.
Babe.
That's under 10
for one serving.
On a whole new level with keto. But for
I only do 20 carbs per day, and sometimes I do lower than that. But
But this would work for that. But yeah, so you can ask the AI to go ahead and, you know, how many carbs is in that?
It's hard for keto people because if you like it, you'll want more, and it's like. You don't want to eat more than what you're supposed to.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
That's the rough part.
And then also, I went ahead and just out of fun, went ahead and asked it something else. Give me a pulled pork recipe with only 4 ingredients. Because, again, if you like simple, but you don't want a bunch of ingredients, it's simple. It gave it to me. 2 chicken breasts. 1 cup of barbecue sauce, 1 onion, and 2 cloves of garlic gives you the instructions. You can put that together, and you can actually make pulled pork. And that sounds great.
That does sound good.
Yeah, that sounds good. Just 4 ingredients, and there you go. Now, you can add more that you want to it and everything. But I just wanted to bring that up in this episode, a little bit of how AI has made cooking a little easier. Again... And it's not going to give you everything perfect, and you're going to have to work on it a little bit. And I wouldn't use it all the time, but I have used it from time to time. It's a great way to get ideals. And you could even just have it, you know, help me out here and have it go ahead and you tell it the ingredients you have in your fridge.
Yeah.
And it will go ahead and tell you things you can make that you wouldn't have thought of.
I've done that. Yeah. The keto dessert.
And you could say, I have these 6 ingredients. Give me a keto recipe or give me 5 keto recipes. Mm-hmm. It's going to give them to you. This podcast that we're doing, I always have it go ahead and just tell it what it's going to be about. And it creates segments so we can kind of have an outline. You know, we're not reading it verbatim. We're not even really going by what it says, but it's kind of a layout. And so that's pretty good to use. So you might check it out if you haven't ever done that. Just go ahead and look at the ingredients in your fridge or in your pantry. Go to chatgpt.com or Gemini, which is used to be Bard. It's owned by Google. And go ahead and say, hey, what can I do with this chicken thigh tonight? I got some chicken thigh and a couple of onions. And what do you think? How can I cook it? And by gosh, it's going to go ahead and give you some great ideas. And then you can go ahead and, of course, make it your way, but use their information as a little bit of a guide. But that's what we got for you in this week's episode. A little bit of talking about ramen noodles and how I completely butchered the first set that I did and went ahead and hit the reset button. And went ahead and pulled those ramen noodles off, which were fantastic. And if you haven't checked out, we did do a bonus episode, or I did one. Our last episode is just about 8 minutes long. Gives you 10 things, information about ramen noodles. One of them is a ramen noodle has officially been measured to 167 feet long. Can you imagine that?
So is it just one noodle?
One noodle. 167 feet, the whole noodle. Not
That's
broken, just... Yeah, just 167 feet long. And another interesting fact is it took the inventor of ramen noodles a year to perfect it because he wanted to make sure it was correct, and it took him a year to perfect it. But I've got all 10 different things in the last bonus episode if you want to check that out on this podcast. And if you would like to become on this podcast, be sure to visit okiesmoken.com/fanpage. You could go ahead and leave a message. We'll play it on the podcast and talk about it. We'll go ahead and make you a podcast superstar right here on the Okie Smoken channel. You can also email us at john@okiesmoken.com so we can read your comment on air. Or if you have a question, I can go ahead and answer that. Enjoy getting emails and comments from all of you. Of course, you can always comment on any of my videos on the YouTube channel. So I appreciate you guys for listening from Germany. We've got listeners all over the world, India as well. What was that one in California?
San Bernardino, California.
San Bernardino, California. We've got some San Bernardino. I think we got two listeners over there. Thanks for listening to us. We do appreciate it. It means a lot.
It's pretty cool because I'm from California.
We are increasing a listenership. And hey, thanks so much. Share this podcast so others can listen to it as well. And we'll be back with episode number 12 next Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Okie Smokin' Podcast. Episodes drop every Monday. Don't forget to follow this podcast, or you might miss out on some delicious creations. You can also find us on our website, okiesmokin.com, and on YouTube and other social media platforms. Until next time, keep firing up that grill.